Restoring My Soul, Monday the 16th of May. Rejecting the Great Feast. A believer is rejecting the agape meal as the ongoing source of their expression as a son of God when they seek to validate their identity through any means other than obedience to God's word in the fellowship of Yahweh. This principle was exemplified in Jesus' parable of the Great Feast. He identified various people who did not partake of the supper because they were pursuing identity verification elsewhere. Jesus said, "They all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.' Still another said, 'I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come.' He described these ones as not worthy." The excuses that were given by those who disregarded the great agape feast prepared by the Father need to be considered and applied in many situations. As one example, it is helpful to recognize the implications of marrying a wife and not limited to the confounding effects of a fallen marriage culture on one's connection to the agape meal. It also includes young people who forsake the communion in pursuit of romantic attachments outside the church communities in which the Father has placed them. Driven by lust and emboldened by alternative gospels, these young people relinquish their eternal inheritance for the passing pleasure of a carnal liaison. They are spiritually short-sighted and are unable to perceive the true romance that belongs to marriage in the image and likeness of God. The Apostle Paul warned of this wantonness, writing, "But refuse the younger widows, for when they have begun to grow wanton against Christ, they desire to marry, having condemnation because they have cast off their first faith." The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 14 verses 18 to 20, Matthew chapter 22 verse 8, Hebrews chapter 11 verses 24 to 26, Isaiah chapter 47 verses 8 to 9, and 1 Timothy chapter 5 verses 11 to 12. For further study, Luke chapter 14.